Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
On other things, the rumour online, Ray, was that Oasis could be permanent, as in the getting back together could be permanent or more long term than just 2025. What have you heard? I haven't heard anything. But I do know that the atmosphere is building in Cardiff as we speak. Oasis fans are descending upon the city as Noel and Liam Gallagher get ready to kick off their global reunion tour. Tomorrow night and Saturday night, they'll be performing in the Principality Stadium in Cardiff. It'll be the first gig for the band in 16 years. And there for us, David Grundy. Hello, David.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. Senior reporter at BBC Wales.
I am, yeah, for my sins.
And are you outside the Principality Stadium right now, David?
I am, yeah. The sun's out, the pubs and the bars are busy. If you have ever been to Cardiff on a Six Nations Day, Ray, you know that Cardiff can be electric, and the atmosphere here today is pretty close to something like a rugby day. A real buzz about the city centre, and that's all because of Oasis, because after 16 years of feuding, Liam and Noel Gallagher, Peggy's lads, well, they fell out dramatically backstage. They're getting back together and they're performing here. They're kicking off their tour, Oasis Live 25 here in Cardiff, two nights at the Principality Stadium. Fans are already queuing up here at the gates in the baking sunshine. There's two tents out. There's accents from all over the place. There's guys from Germany here. There's guy from Chile here. 149,000 people here today.
Wow.
And tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. Will the roof be closed on the stadium or open?
Well, that's a big question that you usually ask on a rugby day.
Yes,
and I can confirm that the roof will be closed. And that's probably not a bad thing.
Yes.
Because tomorrow it's going to be sunny, highs of about 20. Saturday, though, more typical Welsh where they're tipping down with rain. So it'll be a good thing that the roof is closed. But of course, when that roof is closed, the atmosphere in there is incredible. It gets so loud. So I'm sure the fans will appreciate the roof being shut for both those reasons come Saturday anyway.
Now, David, we were played out yesterday a recording from somebody's phone who was outside the stadium, I think on Tuesday or maybe on Wednesday, and they recorded some of the lads rehearsing. Have you heard much of that, or what's the word on the street?
Heard a few of the sound checks going on the last couple of days. It's not just Oasis, though, is it? Richard Ashcroft from The Verve, he's supporting them as are the Liverpool band cast. Proper nostalgic for anyone who grew up in the 90s. Now, I can maybe confirm that they may or may not be singing these songs tomorrow. Some Champagne Supernova,
right.
A little bit of Don't Look Back in Anger, possibly some Wonderwall. That last night, though, we also got a sneak peek at the rehearsal of something quite special, a drone show. At about midnight last night, about 500 of them lit up, flying above the stadium, forming a huge Oasis logo. So, yeah, that's going to be something pretty special.
Are you going along, David?
I'm not. I didn't get tickets, and I've got a wedding to go to in Spain. So as soon as I finish my hit on Newyddion on S4C, the Welsh language TV news programme, I'm heading to the airport and getting on a plane for sunnier climes.
You're not telling the truth, David. You were in the Blur camp, not the Oasis camp. Isn't that right?
But back in 1994, yes. But the atmosphere here is quite special.
Yeah.
I might go and look at the merch stand, although if you want some merch, right, T-shirt will set you back £40. The programme is £20. A bucket hat is 35, and a key ring, the cheapest thing they got, that's going to cost you a tenner.
My word. Listen, David Grundy, enjoy your holidays and the wedding, and thanks so much for reporting from the Principality Stadium in Cardiff. That's David Grundy from BBC Wales. We have a genuine Oasis fan now on the line. Hello, Karen Kelly.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Great. Oasis fan, you're a super Oasis fan. When did you first start your relationship with Oasis, Karen?
Well, when I saw him on The Word in 1994 when they played Supersonic, I was at home doing my homework, and I was only 18 years of age, and I was babysitting actually. And next time they came on the screen, and then that was it for me, Ray. And I saw him then support REM in Slane in 95. And then after that, then it's been Cork, Parkney Cleeve, The Point, everything. I think I missed about one or two concerts, I think, but there was something major going on in my life that I had to miss it, but that's the only time I ever missed it.
And when you heard the news from Paris that they were splitting up 16 years ago or thereabouts, how did you react?
I was standing in the post office, waiting to post a parcel or something like that. And the next minute the news broke, and I actually looked around and I went, oh my God. And I went home and my mum was there with the newspapers and everything. And, because we'd no Wi-Fi, no mobile phones, whatever back then.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it was just literally you're just on the news. It just broke on the news. And my heart, it was just terrible, absolutely terrible. Mm. And I know Liam went on to form BDI and Noel with his high-flying birds.
Yes.
But it was devastating. It really was. But look at the two of them had amazing careers out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I followed Liam the whole way. Well, he's definitely maybe tour the whole lot. I went to 3 gigs last year, right. Everything. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm following that man.
You're the real anyway. Deal. You're the real deal.
Oh, God. My whole landing going up the stairs is Oasis on either side. Yeah. It's all signed, everything. I have a load of memorabilia.
Yeah. Of course, they were okay in their solo careers, but there's nothing like Oasis when they're together,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, totally.
And listen, lovely story, because you feature on the BBC Sound podcast called Mad About Oasis, or Mad for Oasis. And it's about this song and your mother.
Yeah.
Go on.
So, Mum has dementia at the moment, and she's actually getting really, really bad at it. She was diagnosed back in 2020, and it's kind of gone worse since then. And she was having a really bad day one day, and Daddy phoned and he just said, look, can you come up here? And I said, yeah, I was heading up anyway. And I said, on the way up, I just said, right, I'm going to do car karaoke. So I said, come on, Mum, off we go in the car. And I put on the CD and I started playing Oasis, because I used to blast that out years ago when I was a teenager in the house. All Mammy heard in my room was that, like, you know, and she'd be banging the sweeping brush off the ceiling telling me to turn it down. And, you know, are you doing study up there and all this kind of thing, you know? And I'd be laying on the bed and I'd be reminiscing and the whole lot and just loving it. So anyway, we were going along in the car anyway, and I put on What's the Story, Morning Glory. So Wonderwall, she kind of knew that. And the next minute then, Don't Look Back in Anger came on, and it was the piano at the start, and I looked over and I saw the head going, you know.
Yeah.
And the next minute she started singing and I went, oh my God, right? So then I just kind of kept playing it, and then I sang it with her and she sang it. She knew all the words, and I kind of calmed down a bit. I said, I'm going to leave her off now, you know.
Yeah.
So she sang it. Well, Rhea must have played it about 5 times in the car. So we got to our destination anyway. And the next minute then, I was walking along with her, and it was a lovely day, the whole lot, and I started recording her, and she was singing away herself, you know, and
yeah.
Lovely, and I came up beside her, and I went, and I kind of finished off the song with her, and I gave her a little hug, and I said, there you go now, Mum, you know what I mean? It was just so lovely, like, and then with the word, that your way comes on the television, and the Don't Look Back in Anger comes on as well,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And like, I had her one day, and she's been sitting, and that came on, and I filmed her again, you know, and I couldn't believe it. And it was just such a lovely moment, you know.
Yeah.
And on the way back then, from the hook is where we were going to, and I played it again, and the two of us just sang it the whole way. And Ray, at the moment, she doesn't know who I am. Like, she said it to me the other day, she goes, you know, and who's your mother now? You know what I mean? She hasn't a clue, but it's lovely to be able to connect with her with that song, with the passion that I have with Oasis.
Yeah.
You know, and now to me, this will be always the art.
Will you do us a favour? Will you give Helen, your mother, a big hug for us?
I will, of course
and,
I will.
And listen, enjoy the gigs. Lovely talking to you, Karen. Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Ray. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.